call my name and it is my fame. It's a good girl, turn me on till I earn them on. Let's get it on, let's get it on till I earn them on. Girl, it's a good, just turn me on. Yo, shake that thing, miss. Can I shake that thing? Yo, Annabella, shake that thing, miss. Donna, Donna, yo, Miss Jody and the one named Rebecca. Yo, shake that thing, yo. Joanna, shake that thing, yo. Annabella, shake that thing, miss. Can I, Dutty, yo, yeah. Hey, yo, what me girls are doing? Sexy ladies want war with us. Inna the car with us, them not war with us. Inna the club, them want flex with us. To get next to us, them not vex with us. From the day my bond, I ignite my flame. Girl, I call my name and it is my fame. It's a good girl, turn me on till I earn them on. Let's get it on, let's get it on till I earn them on. Girl, it's a good, just turn me on. Yo, sexy ladies want part with us. Inna the car with us, them not war with us. Inna the club, them want flex with us. To get next with us, them not vex with us. From the day my bond, I ignite my flame. Girl, I call my name, yo, it is my fame. It's a good girl, turn me on till I earn them on. Let's get it on, let's get it on till I earn them on. It's a good, just turn me on.
Try Nix, yes, they make the comfiest bras and leak-proof undies. Visit Nix on Robson, West 4th, Richmond Center. Shop online anytime at nix.ca. In Delta, there is pooling water, Cliveden Avenue off-ramp from northbound at the Alex Fraser in the left lane. Vancouver weather today is rain with a high of 19 degrees. Right now it's 13. That's traffic. I'm Marisha with Holly and Nira.
CFBT, Vancouver, an iHeartRadio station. Vancouver's number one hit music station.
It's so good.
94.5, Virgin Radio.
Now, here's Holly and Nira.
Hey, good morning. It's Nira. Could this be the most incredible Tom Cruise news ever?
Trademarked.
We are your Tom Cruise news.
I know, we need something else to go with that.
I know.
Station, nations, Tom Cruise news.
Yeah, well,
crew.
Don't snooze. We got your Tom Cruise news. Okay. I will tell you at 7:25 in the biz.
All right. Thank you, Nira. Good morning. I'm Holly. 7 o'clock. Here's Sabrina Carpenter.
94.5 Virgin Radio.
Oh, I leave quite an impression. 5 feet to be exact. You're wondering why half his clothes went missing. My
Virgin Radio.
And I heard that you found someone new 2 weeks after me and you. Lucky that I'm not the jealous type. 'Cause I gave you everything that's left. You gave me something to forget. Hope you know that you ruined my life. I could get so mad that he's the one you wanted. I even would have called it love, but I guess on the way that you forgot. You casted me into a fire. You're the best looking damn liar. Deep inside your soul, it starts to rot. Baby, you know how to break up. Promise. Oh. Someone new 2 weeks after me and you. Lucky that I'm not the jealous type. So good luck to your boyfriend.
It's Holly and Nira, Virgin Radio. Thank you so much for having us on. The answer to this question will tell you everything you need to know about someone. This one question.
One question.
The way that they answer it will tell you everything you need to know about them.
Tricky.
I'll tell you what it is next.
for Holly and Neera's Therapy Thursday.
Here we go. The answer to this one question will tell you everything you need to know about somebody. There is just one question, and you really need to pay attention to how the person answers this one simple question. And they say this question, the answer to this question will tell you everything you need to know about somebody. And I'm very interested in how you're going to answer this question, Neera.
Okay, that to me is concerning, but yes, let's go.
The question is, what draws you to other people?
What draws me to other people?
Yeah.
Like the people that I'm drawn to, like why am I drawn to them?
What draws you to other people? Yes.
Usually they're, for me, it's their energy.
Okay, can you be more specific, please?
Well, you're going to think I'm like weird.
No, I'm not. This is, oh my God, we are in the trust tree. This is a safe space. I'll try not to make fun of you. Try.
I can sometimes sense a person's vibration / intention.
Okay.
And there are certain people that I get drawn to based on their energy, if it vibes with my energy. I can feel people's energy, be like, okay, I've got the feels for this person.
Okay.
Like, not like those kind of feels. Mm-hmm. I got feels. Like, okay, that's a good feel right there.
And what is that good feel? Like, how would you describe it? Is it like a happy? Is it serious?
It's not necessarily happiness.
Okay.
It's a level of like positivity.
Okay, positive.
And I can totally feel energy of people that I'm not vibing with, or if their energy is off and I'm gonna, like if I'm at a party and I'm friends with a bunch of people, I can tell by my friends, a certain person's energy, if they're into me that night or not. And be like, okay, I need to keep some space between me and this person tonight. They're not vibing with my energy. I'm not vibing with theirs. It's just not gonna work tonight.
I'm not drawn to them.
Not drawn to them tonight.
Okay, so a positive energy.
Positive, welcoming.
Okay.
Yeah, like, you know, Tetris? You know, like Tetris kind of fits.
Mm-hmm.
You can feel the fit. I can feel the fit.
Okay.
Like the puzzle piece fits.
So there's like a level of comfortability.
Yeah. And it could be with a stranger. Then I'm like, vibing with that energy.
Yeah,
who is this person?
Okay, you're drawn to them.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
Okay, why? What does this mean about me? I don't know.
Okay, I don't have like a list of this means this and this means
Are you going to like dissect this?
Correct.
You
can dissect me.
I don't want to.
This whole thing is like you're supposed to really listen to how someone answers this question. What draws you to other people? And you can figure out sort of like what they need in their life, where they're at, what they're into. Like the fact that you're drawn to people that have like a positive energy, a welcoming energy. I think that means like you're a very friendly person and you like to find people that you can go and have like a deep conversation with and you feel comfortable.
Listen, I don't have time in my life.
Yeah.
The little time that I do have, I don't want to feel like crap about myself or about my situation or about what's happening in the universe.
Okay.
So I'm not drawn to that energy at all anymore.
Right.
Because there's no time for me. Like, it's like the little
like
time
the fighting
that I have.
Energy? Like the...
Yeah, or just like you're not making, you're giving me a little bit of an ick. And I'm not talking about relationship ick.
Right.
Or I'm talking about you can get an ick feeling from a friend even. Like,
oh, yes.
I can tell when a friend of mine is off. And I'm like, oh, not vibing today. Like, I need some space. Nope.
Okay.
Like, I'm like, nah. And it can be a good friend.
Yeah.
But I'd be like, dude, not my vibe right now. I'm going to go somewhere else.
Not drawn to
Even though I know you're one of my besties, but not drawn to this right now. That's how I kind of have been feeling lately.
That's good.
What about you? What draws you to people?
Other people.
Other people. What draws you to other people? Sorry, other people.
That's fine. What draws me to other people? I would say humor.
Okay. If they're funny...
Funny.
Or if they laugh at you're funny.
If they laugh at themselves, laugh at me, funny.
Okay.
Like just lighthearted.
Lightheartedness.
Yes. Lightheartedness.
Okay.
Funny, real.
Okay.
Not like these pooping rainbow people.
Yeah.
I have 12 kids and I made muffins. I'm like, what? Who are you? I don't know you. I have nothing in common with you.
You mean rainbow poop?
Whatever. Poopy rainbow poop.
Unicorn poop.
Yes.
Okay.
Those people.
Not pooping unicorns. It's unicorn poop.
Whatever. Those people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I actually don't like people that correct me.
Oh, shoot.
Holly and Neera.
Hey, it's Holly Conway. It's springtime, or as I call it, Jiffy season, which means it's time to knock off all those things that need to be done around the house. And as if that's not enough to worry about, the other day, my washing machine out of nowhere decided to quit on me mid-cycle. So, of course, the first thing I did, I opened the Jiffy app, and within seconds, I was matched with Mike, who showed up that day and got it fixed before I could really kick into freakout mode. Thank you, Mike, and thank you, Jiffy. Now, back to my long list of spring to-dos. Power washing, barbecue cleaning, window cleaning, yard cleanup, gutters, you name it, and the pros on Jiffy will take care of it. It's a no-brainer. Try it for yourself, and yes, Jiffy is finally in Vancouver. You're gonna love it. Download the Jiffy app or sign up at jiffyondemand.com and use the code VIRGIN25 for $25 off your first job. Let me say that again, $25 off your first job when you use the code VIRGIN25. Jiffy, Canada's number one home maintenance app.
When you switch your phone plan to Bell, you can get Crave on Us with the hottest shows like the HBO original The Last of Us, which means you won't be the last of us to watch it. In fact, you'll be the first of us. And though you may be tempted to text out spoilers, you don't. Because with great streaming comes great responsibility.
Get Crave on Us with select phone plans when you bring your own phone. All on Canada's fastest 5G plus network. Visit a Bell store or bell.ca/rateplans for details. Bell. Mobile plans just got better.
Welcome to Nissan's Road Trip 101. Step 1. Choose the Nissan Sentra. 2. Enjoy your fave playlist with Apple CarPlay. 3. Head somewhere that doesn't have mosquitoes. During Nissan's Decide and Drive event, lease the Sentra S Plus from only $279 a month for 60 months, including a $1,500 bonus, or the equivalent in an accessory credit, or 3 years of prepaid maintenance. Until June 2nd, on approved credit, value of $25,755, $2,649 down. Conditions apply. Details at Nissan.
The newest tracks. And the next big thing.
What was that?
And your first place to hear it all. iHeart New Music. Your digital station for brand new drops, fresh finds, and tomorrow's bangers. Powered by North by Northeast. Celebrating 30 years of discovering the artists you love today. iHeart New Music.
Discover new music.
Stream now, online, on your smart speaker, and on the free iHeart Radio app.
Don't miss the epic grand finale of Crystal. The unbelievable show that has enchanted millions worldwide is ending its journey on ice. This is your last chance to be amazed by a unique and exhilarating show. Crystal by Cirque du Soleil. Join us for the last time in Vancouver, June 4th through 8th at Pacific Coliseum. Get your tickets at CirqueDuSoleil.com before it's too late. Crystal thanks its presenting partner, Sun Life, and its official partners, Air Canada and MasterCard.
This Saturday, it's condo day. One day only, hundreds of people come together to buy on the same day, and that bulk power unlocks deals you can't get on your own. At Belvedere in Surrey, that means 25% off brand new, move-in ready concrete condos, steps from transit, shops, and parks, just $721 a square foot right beside the new UBC campus. This Saturday, May 31st, bring your $1,000 bank draft, be part of the group, buy smart, buy together. Register now at condoday.ca.
All right, team, looking great out there. We're following the posted speed limit just how we like it. We're putting our phones away before we drive.
Smart move.
We're leaving space for cyclists. Now let's keep at it and stay safe.
Road safety takes teamwork. That's why ICBC is working together with all British Columbians to help make our roads safer. Because when we use our roads safely, we all win.
Safety takes everyone.
A message from ICBC.
I think we have a problem.
I know. I heard it too.
I think everybody has. We really need to put a stop to this.
Agreed. The team shouldn't make jokes about Sarah. I'll go talk to them right now.
And I'll try and figure out what's going on with all these alarms.
A great manager looks out for more than just physical dangers. Visit WorkSafeBC.com and learn how to protect your workers from psychological harm in the workplace.
Hi, I'm Jeevan Bath, General Manager of Sikki Bath Motors. We are Western Canada's largest independent auto dealership and have nearly 400 vehicles in stock. We work with all major banks and lenders in Canada to get you financed and on the road in minutes. All makes and models are available, so no matter your preference, we have it on our lot. Putting you first keeps us ahead. Check out our inventory at sukhibathmotors.com.
Hey, so what did you want to talk about?
Well, I want to tell you about Wegovy.
Wegovy?
Yeah, Wegovy.
What about it?
On second thought,
I might not be the right person to tell you.
Oh, you're not? No, just ask your doctor about Wegovy. Yeah, ask for it by name.
Okay, so why did you bring me to the circus?
Oh, I'm really into lion tamers. You know, with the chair and everything.
Ask your doctor for Wegovy by name. Visit Wegovy.ca for savings. Exclusions may apply.
Jumpstart your summer with Wendy's delicious drinks. Enjoy a small iced coffee, Frosty Chino, or Frosty Fizz for only $1.99. But hurry, get your $1.99 small drink at participating Wendy's, only available until June 29th. Taxes extra.
The CHL's ultimate prize is on the line as league champions clash with host Rimouski.
One of the hardest trophies to win in all of hockey.
The 105th Memorial Cup, May 23rd to June 1st on TSN.
Your local Costco warehouse has exclusive member offers available until June 1st, like $8 off Alani Energy Drink Variety 18 Packs. Not a member? Visit your local Costco or Costco.ca for a special sign-up offer. Shop smart. Shop Costco.
Exceptional quality, exceptional price. Save $10 on 750-milliliter bottle of Don Julio Reposado until June 1st. Enjoy responsibly, 19+. In Delta, there is pooling water, Cliveden Avenue off-ramp from northbound at the Alex Fraser in the left lane. Traffic brought to you by Lotomax. The sky is the limit with Lotomax. The next jackpot is 15 million. Dream to the max with Lotomax. 19+ to play. Vancouver weather today is rain with a high of 19 degrees. Right now it's 13. That's traffic. I'm Marasia with Holly and Nira.
Okay, I just want to take a moment to say happy birthday to my son, Avi, who is 12 today.
Oh my gosh, come on.
Almost a teenager, almost. Avi! He is a tween. Happy birthday, Avi. I love you so much.
This is for you, buddy. Sit down. Yeah, yeah.
Be humble. Not that that's what you need, but I know you love the song.
You're a Kendrick Lamar stan, and we love that for you.
Yes.
Avi, you're the middle child from one middle child to another. Happy birthday. You're the best kid. Okay.
Oh, wow. Yes.
I'll say it.
Happy birthday. And yes, I promised you ice cream today after school.
Okay. And what did he want for his birthday?
He wanted an electric scooter.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Okay.
Has to be on with a helmet.
Did he get one? Or do we know?
Yes,
has he opened it?
We ordered it. But it only goes up to 30.
Okay, that's good.
Didn't see the one that goes to 50 or 90.
Oh, my God. 90?
No, thank you.
That's
happy
insane.
Happy birthday, baby. Love
happy
you.
Happy birthday, Avi.
Baby, bet. Hey, cover X, hey. Couple panties on you. Need me like one with Nicki now. Tell her I don't see ya, huh? I'm a partner like Beaver, huh? I don't f*** some queer, huh? But then the let me deal, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ayy, oh, let do it. I ain't fall off, I just ain't release my new shit. I blew up and everybody trying to sue me. You call me Nas, but the hood call me Doobie.
And this one is for the champion.
My track record so clean, they couldn't wait to just bash me. I must be getting too flashy, y'all shouldn't have let the world gas me. It's too late cause I'm here to stay and these girls know that I'm nasty. I sent it back to her boyfriend with my handprint on her ass. City talking, we taking notes, tell him all to keep making posts. Wish he could, but he can't get close. OG
so proud of me that he choking up while he making toast. I'm the type that you can't control. Said I would and I made it so. I don't clear up rumors. Where's y'all sense of humor? I'm done making jokes cause they got old like baby boomers. Turn my haters to consumers. I make vets feel like they juniors. Say your time is coming soon, but just like Oklahoma, mine is coming sooner. I'm just a late bloomer. I done peak in high school. I'm still out here getting cuter. All these social networks and computers got these walking around like they ain't losers.
I told you long ago on the road, I got what they waiting for. Hold on from nothing, dog. Get your soul. Tell them they ain't laying low. You was never really rooting for me anyway. When I'm back up at the top, I want to hear you say. So, tell them that the break is over.
Hey, good morning. It's Neera. Could this be the most incredible Tom Cruise news ever?
Tom Cruise news.
Tom Cruise news next in the biz.
They say the holy water's watered down, and this town's lost its faith. Our colors will fade eventually, so if our time is running out, day after day, we'll make the mundane our masterpiece. Oh my, my, oh my, my love. I take one look at you, you're taking me out of the ordinary. I want you laying me down. Up in the clouds, I'm jealous, knowing we found something so wild from the ordinary. You got me kissing the ground, we're a sanctuary. Shatter me when you die, will Lord return me to dust. The angels up in the clouds, I'm jealous, knowing we found. Hopeless, hallelujah. On this side of heaven's gate.
The most incredible Tom Cruise news. That is today's top biz story, and it has to do with one of our favorite movies. I'm going to put a wee on us.
Oh, yeah.
One of our favorite movies of all time. Top five for comedy movies, Tropic Thunder.
Like, do me a favor. I don't want to do a countdown before I do the
no
scene.
Countdown.
No countdown. Can we just do it off of action?
Just in your own time. Good. So
I'm not a rocket ship, okay?
Amazing.
I love this movie so much, and please do remember 2008, a very different time. Watching it today, very different. Comedy level, different in 2008. Favorite
we understand.
Movie in 2008. Get it?
It's inappropriate.
But totally.
On many levels.
Sony levels. Ben Stiller, Jack Black, Robert Downey Jr., Matthew McConaughey, this cast, it goes on and on and on. It is so amazing. Of course, Tom Cruise, who plays Les Grossman. You remember Les Grossman.
You know how you handle an actor? They whine about anything. You pull down their pants and you spank their ass.
Oh my God. It's so incredible.
It was so good.
I think we both cried laughing.
Cried laughing.
So, Ed, you need that kind of release.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta watch Tropic Thunder if you need a release as such.
Of all places, I saw it in Vernon.
Vernon?
I was on vacation.
What?
Yeah, and we're like, let's go to a movie. It's really hot out.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, the new Tropic Thunder. Let's go. I love Ben Stiller. Let's go. I died.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I saw it local.
Weird.
In theater, and also because I love the cast, loved everyone in it.
Yes.
And Tom Cruise says that him and the director, Tropic Thunder director, are discussing making a standalone film about Les Grossman.
Oh my God.
He's like, the conversations that they've been having about Les Grossman, they're like, he's like, you can't even explain how funny they are. They're out of control, but then we're having serious conversations, but we need to do something with Les.
That's what made him so funny though, because it was Tom Cruise playing this very serious.
Yes.
It's just not somebody who he would play.
And the fact that it was hidden. Nobody said that Tom Cruise was in this movie.
And so many cusses.
Never advertised.
No.
With Tom Cruise.
Surprise.
And then his dance in the end when they reveal.
Oh yeah.
Tom Cruise.
So good. Why you all in my ear talking a whole bunch of shit that I ain't trying. Oh, so good.
So good, so good. If you've not.
You know what? He fully commits and that is why
they
it's
all
so
do.
Good.
They all do.
Well.
It's a script within a script.
They sure do. They don't break character until the commentary on the DVD.
So good.
So inappropriate.
And the beginning when they do the little minis.
Oh my God,
my
the trailers.
Favorite, Tobey Maguire.
Yes.
And Robert Downey Jr. as the monks.
And the monks.
I lose it. Like, I lose it so bad. Okay, I need to rewatch this movie.
Yeah, is it streaming? I think everyone's sort of scared of it.
No, I tried to look for it and I had to rent it. I had to pay for it. And I was like, oh, come on.
Do you not know how to stream things for free? Oh my God. Okay, I'll help you later.
No, I'm not good at this stuff.
I know. If you're paying to see Tropic Thunder.
I do. I would. And I would, actually.
Okay. Way to support the arts.
I would. Deborah Lee Furness blindsided Hugh Jackman, actually.
Oh, really?
Apparently, Hugh Jackman's ex now, Deborah Lee Furness, she blindsided Hugh Jackman with a jaded statement after filing for divorce. She broke their secret agreement. They had an agreement that they both will not speak about anything.
It. Okay.
And that was part of the settlement because they've settled now.
Mm.
And she was very happy and very comfortable and secure with the $250 million fortune and how they were going to break that down.
Okay.
But after it all went down, she went and said, this is Deborah Lee Furness, Hugh Jackman's ex, my heart and compassion goes out to everyone who has traverse the traumatic journey of betrayal. It's a profound wound that cuts deep. However, I believe in a higher power. Whatever you relate to as your guidance is working for us.
Oh, wow.
Pretty much saying he's going to get it.
And pretty much saying he cheated.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much saying what goes around comes around. Pretty much saying karma is that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she wasn't supposed to say anything as per their agreement.
She's like, release the statement.
Yeah. Yes.
Wow.
Jennifer Lopez is apparently just worried and concerned about her career and what's going to happen with her future. So she announced she's going on tour. She's going to be doing this Las Vegas residency.
Right.
And I think it's just her way to deal is to, she's a workaholic. We all know this.
For sure.
And it's her way to deal. And also, I think, comes from her childhood. She was always told for everything she was trying to do in Hollywood, she was never good enough. That's all she was told.
Mm.
You're not good enough. But she had to really fight her way through everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that hustle is going to die in her. She is loaded.
Mm-hmm.
She has been named one of the most beautiful women in the world.
Yes.
One of the most, the hardest working. There's not anyone who says she doesn't work hard.
Oh my God. She's a total workaholic. Like
right.
You said. Yeah.
And she works hard. She's got the hustle, but she still is concerned that she's not good enough. I feel so bad for her.
Does J-Lo have a therapist? I really think she could really use some therapy.
Yeah. I think
really.
So too. I know.
And that's not a diss. It's a great thing. I think she deals maybe not in the healthiest way. Like I know there's terrible ways to deal with things, but I think she needs to I don't know.
And worry that she doesn't have enough money and how
Like,
honey, you have nothing.
You're good.
I think it's time for you to rest.
Yeah, or just have a little chill. I've never seen her look disheveled ever.
And have some fun.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because I love Jennifer Lopez so much. She's incredible.
You think that you could help her, don't you, Nira?
I feel that I could just hold her
hand.
She's
like, I'll be her therapist.
My hands are so warm.
Yes, you would hold your warm little hand.
And tell her she is loved.
And you guys are the same height, 5'1".
5'3".
Sorry.
Isn't she taller than me?
I don't
think so. Are you thinking of Kim Kardashian?
She's puny, too.
She's 5'3".
You're all puny.
No, maybe Kim Kardashian's a little bit shorter. Wait, Jennifer Lopez is taller. Are you thinking of Shakira? Jennifer Lopez is taller than 5'3".
Darren, how tall?
I saw her in Vegas. She's
how
taller.
Tall is J-Lo?
Okay, so she's 1.64 meters.
Oh, jeez, man. What is it in feet, for the love of goodness
Give it to us in Canadian.
Yes. Okay. How many feet?
How many feet is she?
5'3". She's 5'5".
See? Oh. Told you.
Oh, my God. She yes. tower over you.
I'm Neera, and that's The Biz, brought to you by Applewood Auto Group. Freeway Mazda's now Applewood Mazda's 30. Same great people now with even more to offer. It's all good at Applewood.
Good morning.
Morning. Good morning.
You're waking up with Holly and Neera.
Virgin Radio.
We were one drag off a cigarette. Now we didn't smoke, but we wanted to be cool. We were small town kids, all vintage, just a couple hallway famous fools. We were way overconfident. We were in love and loving it. We were radio junkies, throwback country, suckers for the old school. I'm singing that those days.
Get a job.
Then why you out getting stoned at 4 o'clock? And then you come home to me.
Meghan Markle has some crucial advice for anyone about to have a baby.
I'm going to share some little tips and tricks.
Perfect. Yes.
Baby advice from Meghan Markle. Are you about to have a baby?
We're having a baby.
No.
No.
You? Are you?
No, no.
You can tell us right now. Oh my God, a big reveal.
I should have had one more, but no.
I know you should have. You tricked your husband into three, but should have gone for four.
Should have tricked them into four.
Or
hey?
Gone for twins.
I tried.
I love when people say that. We're going to go for twins. I don't think you can just go for, okay, whatever.
Yeah. Meghan Markle has some crucial advice for anyone about to have a baby. Now, this kind of came up because you know how she has her new lifestyle brand As Ever?
Yes.
And before it was American Riviera Orchard, and I'm very upset that I kept that in my memory. You know,
because I'm shocked.
I know. Why do I know that? Why did I work so hard to remember that? Anyway, she was trying to find the perfect name for As Ever. And she said that she remembers kind of bouncing the name around with people for As Ever. Mm. And she realized after, like, why am I doing this? Because people had too much to say.
Right.
Then it reminded her. She's like, wait, this is kind of what happens when people share their baby name before they've had the baby with other people, and people feel that they can give their opinions even though you didn't ask for them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when it comes down to it, she has two children, Archie and Lilibet.
Mm-hmm.
They did not actually discuss the names with anyone beforehand. They did ask the Queen's permission about Lilibet because that is her nickname that was given to her when she was a child by her father.
Okay.
Lilibet was Queen Elizabeth's nickname.
Right.
Growing up. So their little is Lilibet and Archie.
Mm-hmm.
Besides the Queen, they didn't talk to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But she did this with As Ever. So her advice, according to Meghan Markle, I will say this to every woman in the world or every person in the world who's going to have a child. If you have an idea about what you're going to name that baby, you keep it so close to your heart until that baby is born and it's named. Do not ask anyone's opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Do not even say it out loud because people will tell you what they think even if you didn't want them to.
God, dare I say the words, I agree with Meghan Markle.
I agree too.
I can barely say it.
Don't even.
I do agree with her though.
I agree too.
You never can win.
Mm-mm.
Or someone will steal the name.
Mm-hmm. Baby name thief.
Or someone knows someone who was a floozy in high school with that name. They're like, Lizzie? Oh, no. I knew a Lizzie. And she, you're like, okay, cool.
Yes. Or if you talk to teachers and teachers already have a stereotype of certain names. So they're like, ooh.
Oh, yeah.
That one was always a troublemaker.
Yeah. They're like, oh, every kid named whatever. Mm-hmm. They're always so naughty.
Yeah.
Yep. No.
So that is her advice. Do not share the name with anyone. Just name your baby as you would name your baby. And then no one will ever say anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's when you pre-tell people.
Mm-hmm. Or you know what you do? You come up with a fake name.
What?
You're like, oh, you're having a boy? Oh my God, congratulations. You're like, what are you going to name them? You're like, Norman. And they're like, Norm. I'm like, Norm. Mm. And then they're like, oh, okay. And then they can say whatever they want. Love it, hate it. Oh, great, yeah. And then when the baby's born, boom, it's what? Luke.
Isn't that a lot of unnecessary conversation?
Probably.
Holly and Neera.
Virgin Radio's Beat on the Street.
Catch the Vancouver Bandits basketball team at the Langley Event Center this summer for another electrifying CEBL season. Enjoy amazing ticket deals and special celebration games. Get your tickets now at thebandits.ca. One of Canada's most iconic pop and R&B artists, Sean Desmond, is bringing the Back to Life tour to the Orpheum Theatre on Saturday, November 22nd. Tickets are on sale now. I'm Neera Arora, and that's Virgin Radio's Beat on the Street. More info at 94.5virginradio.ca.
When you switch your phone plan to Bell, you can get Crave on Us with the hottest shows like the HBO original The Last of Us, which means you won't be the last of us to watch it. In fact, you'll be the first of us. And though you may be tempted to text out spoilers, you don't. Because with great streaming comes great responsibility.
Get Crave on Us with select phone plans when you bring your own phone. All on Canada's fastest 5G plus network. Visit a Bell store or bell.ca/rateplans for details. Bell, mobile plans just got better.
The biggest songs in the world. You've heard them countless times. Now, learn the details of how they came to be. Join Ruby Carr for Encore, the stories behind the songs you love. New interviews and newly unearthed archive footage make for a fascinating weekly deep dive. Stream Encore, the stories behind the songs you love on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
For the first time in MasterChef history, home chefs partner up.
That can get a little complicated.
Let's see who's the best.
Delicious. Perfect.
Well done.
MasterChef, Dynamic Duos. All new Wednesday at 8, 9 Mountain on CTV. Stream next day on Crave.
Board your Air Canada flight and close your eyes because Australia is just one sleep away. And guess what? It's on sale. Nice. Wake up down under and step into adventure where you can snorkel with turtles in the Great Barrier Reef, catch epic sunsets in the outback, and soak in the views of Sydney Harbour. You're one sleep away from saying g'day to kangaroos, koalas, and jaw-dropping views. Nice. It's time to save on flights to Australia. Conditions apply. Air Canada. Nice travels.
The county just requested more electric charging stations.
Orders have really amped up at Able Electric.
We need three more at First in Maine, and we just got another hotel chain.
It's no shock. Able Electric needs Able electricians.
Grocery store wants charging stations, too.
And fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/claim now and get $100 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're a thrill seeker, a foodie,
mini donut,
a selfie pro, or just along for the vibes,
are you ready?
This is your moment to play up high at Playland. Now open. For the whirlers, flyers, coasters, and explorers, your summer excitement begins with season or single day passes on sale now at pne.ca. Play up high at Playland.
Get outdoor ready at Walmart with rollbacks. Find savings on patio sets, barbecues, our garden center, and more. Save $30 on an Expert Grill 3-burner gas barbecue on for only $168 each. Shop in-store or online at walmart.ca.
Board your Air Canada flight and close your eyes because Australia is just one sleep away. And guess what? It's on sale. Nice. Wake up down under and step into adventure where you can snorkel with turtles in the Great Barrier Reef, catch epic sunsets in the outback, and soak in the views of Sydney Harbour. You're one sleep away from saying g'day to kangaroos, koalas, and jaw-dropping views. Nice. It's time to save on flights to Australia. Conditions apply. Air Canada. Nice travels.
It takes a team to deliver our healthcare. Right now, our team is playing shorthanded. Healthcare workers are exhausted, and that's when injuries happen, and when there are gaps in our care. Let's get behind our team and hire more workers with better pay and better working conditions so they don't get burned out. Supporting the team of people who deliver our healthcare, that's something we could all celebrate. A message from the Hospital Employees Union.
Hey, how's it going?
Amazing. I just finished paying off all my debt with the help of the Credit Counseling Society.
Whoa, seriously? I could really use their help. It was easy.
I called and spoke with a credit counselor right away. They asked me about my debt, salary, and regular expenses, gave me a few options, then helped me decide on the one best suited for me.
You had a ton of debt, and you're saying Credit Counseling Society helped with all of it?
Yep. And now I can sleep better at night.
When debt's got you, you've got us. Give Credit Counseling Society a call today. Visit nomoredebts.org.
Only Crave brings you the next great animated series for adults. An outrageous half-hour comedy with the heroes we need now more than ever. Canadian superheroes.
Canadian superheroes?
Yes! Canadian superhero, starring Canadian legends Kobe Smulders.
You just pissed up the wrong maple tree.
And Will Arnett.
Super Team Canada, let's roll!
Super Team Canada, new series, stream now, only on Crave. Proudly Canadian, eh?
BC Lions fans, it's time to make history. The one and only Snoop Dogg will be performing live at the game on Saturday, June 7th, presented by BC Fed. Visit bclions.com for more info and get ready to roar as one.
Mr. Lube Plus Tires, the original no-appointment oil change, is locally owned and 100% Canadian. Visit Mr. Lube near you for quality maintenance and tire service. In Delta, there is still pooling water. Clifton Avenue off-ramp northbound at the Alex Fraser in the left lane. Vancouver weather today is rain with a high of 19 degrees. Right now it's 13. That's traffic. I'm Marisha with Holly and Neera.
Hey, what's your shame movie?
Sorry?
Your shame movie. Like
shame.
Your movie that you've seen that you're ashamed, like you haven't seen that you're ashamed you haven't seen.
Oh, okay.
Your shame.
Shame movie. All right, okay.
Think about it. We're going to talk about it next.
Something's got a hold on me lately, though I don't know myself anymore. Feels like the walls are all closing in, and the devil's knocking at my door. Whoa, out of my mind. How many times did I tell you I'm no good at being alone? Yeah, it's taking a toll on me, trying my best to keep from tearing the skin off my bones. Don't you know?
Movie, as in the movie that you're ashamed to admit you haven't ever seen. Because Ed Sheeran just admitted something very shocking.
Darling, you look perfect tonight.
Ed Sheeran is not perfect. Ed Sheeran just admitted he has a shame movie, big time. And he's like, I know, it's terrible. It's shocking to everybody, but I have never seen The Wizard of Oz. Wow.
I'll get you, my pretty. And your little dog, too.
Ed Sheeran has never seen The Wizard of Oz.
What?
Ed. And he's like a movie guy. He's like, I'm a movie buff. He actually quit drinking a little while ago. He's like, instead of a drink at the end of the day, I throw on a classic movie. But he's like, I'm embarrassed to say, I've never seen The Wizard of Oz.
What?
I can.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Listen,
for a movie buff, that was the very first movie that was ever went to from black, the very first color movie.
The very first. And they do it quite brilliantly
yes,
in the film.
Yes, they do.
But even I never, as a child, sat down and watched it from beginning to end.
What?
It was always on, so I always watched it.
What?
Like when you turn on the TV back in the day, you would just turn on and you had to watch whatever's on TV.
You've never start to finish seen The Wizard of Oz?
Not still? From start to finish, no. And I actually just put it on again over the Christmas holidays because I was taking my youngest, she's 7, Jaya, to go watch Wicked.
Mm.
And I really wanted her to get all the backstory. So we started it and my whole intention was to sit with her.
Mm.
But there was something else I had to also do. So I started doing something else. So it was just like my childhood where I came out, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Beginning to end. Because it was always on. So you always watched it, but I've never sat through the entire thing. Uninterrupted beginning to end.
Do it. Try it.
I will again. I mean, I will for the first time.
Okay.
But.
Is that your shame movie? What's your shame movie? Like, you are embarrassed to be like, I will admit, I've never seen this.
Okay, for me, it's another one that is kind of the same because I know it's part of our childhood culture. The Sound of Music.
Nero!
So long, farewell.
Come on! I know all the songs. I hate to go and leave this pretty side.
I know all the songs.
Nero, Aurora, you have never seen The Sound of Music?
Not, again, not from beginning to end, uninterrupted. It was always on when you turned on the TV, so I watched it from wherever it was kind of on.
I am 16, going on 17.
Yeah, I know all the music.
You know the music, but do you know about Fraulein? Maria, do you know her struggles? How about climb every mountain? Did you cry?
Climb every mountain.
No. That's an interesting version.
Yeah.
Charles?
Yeah. No, I know all the music. Oh,
do you know about the curtains?
I don't remember the curtains.
Oh, my God. She makes the kids' outfits out of curtains.
Oh, right.
Oh, Nira.
Okay, when was the last time you watched the whole thing, beginning to end?
Too recent.
Really?
It's an actual, integral part of my childhood, though.
Okay.
My family, we were very Disney. My mom, forced us to watch musicals. Sound of Music is, Conway culture.
So that's for me, too. I don't...
Yeah.
I wasn't really into musicals, which is really weird because I'm Indian and I love Bollywood movies.
Yes.
And they're musicals.
Yes. With an intermission.
With everything.
Boom.
So strange.
Okay.
Okay, what about you? Do you have a shame movie?
Yes, you know I have a shame series.
Oh my gosh, yes, your shame movie.
I, Holly, have never seen any of the Star Wars movies. Ever.
Blows my mind.
None.
See? What are you making fun of me for? You've never seen a Star Wars movie.
Listen, I know enough about it. I think I don't need to even watch them. I know about the father.
Because you watch everything, all these side projects?
I've seen all the spinoffs. Mandalorian, love it.
Right, but you've never seen a Star Wars
movie.
You never watched 4, 5, 6.
No.
And then 1, 2, 3.
No.
And then 7, 8, 9.
No.
See?
No.
You got issues too.
Thank you.
Holly and Nira.
Anxiety. Keep on trying. Natural hustler, think I need a smuggler up in Russia. You could be my butler, shine my cutler. Shout out to Oyinda, that's the guzzler. Okay, next thing, my life is a call it a sex scene. The bag is a nice tease. I tried to escape. My life is an X-ray. I'm sorry, a sex tape. You only get one take. Quiet on the set, please. Rolling anxiety.
tightness in my chest.